Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman has died at the age of 89. He was the director of some of the greatest films ever made, among them The Seventh Seal, Wild Strawberries, The Virgin Spring, and Scenes from a Marriage. Bergman directed his first film in 1945. Though he officially retired from filmmaking in 1984, he continued making movies for television, working in theater, and writing. Howie Movshevitz of Colorado Public Radio has this appreciation.
At the beginning of Bergman's 1957 film, The Seventh Seal, the figure of death stands on a rocky beach and presents himself to a knight just returned from the Crusades. Death is entirely cloaked and hooded in black, in stark contrast to his doughy white face.
Vem är du?
Jag är döden.
Kommer du för att hämta mig?
Jag har redan länge gått vid din sida.
This image is still one of the most haunting pictures ever put on a movie screen. Ingmar Bergman took on the biggest subjects, life, death, the existence and the silence of God. Film historian and critic Peter Cowie is also Bergman's biographer.
I feel that Ingmar Bergman was probably the nearest equivalent to a Shakespeare or a Rembrandt that the cinema has produced, because he uniquely was able to produce tragedies, comedies, historical works and chamber works which really delved deep into the human condition. And he really was able to get below the surface of the human mask.
Cowie adds that like many great artists, Bergman also had a unifying theme in his work, humanity's need for metaphysical belief.
It started as Orthodox Lutheranism in some of the films, but over the years that changed to a much wider nagging concern about man's place in the universe, why we're here, and if we're here, why aren't we better behaved with each other?
Bergman often used events and images from his life, and his difficult childhood led him to look at how families malfunction. In a rare television interview with Dick Cavett in 1971, Bergman described a beautiful early childhood of making puppets and living in his imagination.
And suddenly I didn't know if I dreamt things or if they existed. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, whether they were real.
So sometimes life could be very strange and very, very hard and very cruel. And suddenly, you know, the parents came to me and said, in a very strange way, why did you do that? Or and I didn't know why. Or you have been lying. That was the most difficult thing. They didn't know I had been lying because I mixed things.
One of the most beautiful examples of mixing dreams and reality comes in Bergman's Wild Strawberries, a film from 1957 that many consider his best. After a hard day of memories and self-evaluation, an aging doctor dreams of seeing his parents across a pond. The scene ends with a close-up of the doctor, played by the venerable Swedish filmmaker Victor Sjöström. The outdoor light was perfect, but Sjöström was angry about working overtime. Bergman was sure the shot would be a catastrophe, but it turned out to be his favorite close-up.
We didn't rehearse. We didn't try it, you know. We didn't press it out. Mm-hmm. It was not created under pressure. It just came, suddenly. And that is, that face suddenly has so very much about experience, about tenderness, about an old man's sadness for life's going away.
Devoted viewers agree that for the past six decades, the films of Ingmar Bergman have defined the possibilities of the art of film. For NPR News, I'm Howie Movshevitz.
Our remembrance of Ingmar Bergman continues at npr.org. You can view clips from his films and a photo gallery on his life and work. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.